Welcome to Career Conversations. My name is Siobhan Murphy and I'm a career consultant here in DCU Career Service. So as part of our preparation for DCU's Virtual Careers Fair, which is happening on the 15th of October, we're meeting a number of the employers and I suppose getting a little bit of insight over the podcast episode into what the organisation is about, what the roles are and how you can put your best foot forward as you apply. So joining me today is Clara Amarante and she is People and Talent Partner with Auxilion. So first of all, Clara, thank you very much for agreeing to come to the podcast series and share all about Auxilion with us.
Thank you so much, Siobhan, for inviting me to this podcast. We are delighted in Auxilion to be here.
Brilliant. So we just might start off, Clara, can you tell me a little bit about Auxilion? What do you do and what's the organisation all about?
Sure. So Auxilion is an award-winning provider of IT services. We deliver bespoke solutions to both private and public sector in both Ireland and the UK. Our range of IT services includes project management, project delivery, consulting, digital, and managed services.
Brilliant.
So that's basically what we do, yeah.
And would you have both national and international customers there?
We do, yeah. We mainly work, as I said, in here in Ireland and the UK. So we have very various customers in both countries.
Okay, so maybe can you let us know what kind of roles you are hiring for?
So, yeah, at the moment, for example, we are looking for development leads. We are looking for a senior O365 developer, database architect, desk site support engineer. So, yeah, we look for people in many different areas. We also are looking for an executive assistant, network and security engineer, and then we need someone in finance. We need an accounts receivable. So, yeah, as you can see, we are looking for people in many different areas. This can change because the market is very dynamic at the moment, even though the situation is what it is. But we are still finding that it's very dynamic right now.
Okay, fantastic. So with you coming to DCU Virtual Careers Fair, so these are our final year students, so we're talking about entry into Auxilion perhaps at the earliest, perhaps next June or even as late as September or later in the year. So what sort of a graduate program and what sort of discipline areas are you looking for? Is it all IT there?
It's mainly IT, yeah. It's mainly IT at the moment that we're looking for. We could be, we would be interested in third year students or just graduates too. But yeah, the main area we would be looking for is IT, and mainly desk size.
Okay. And within that IT sphere, because, you know, IT has gone so broad now and there's so many applications for IT, there's so many different careers that you can develop out of IT. Can you speak a little bit more to the granular around the technical side there insofar as you can?
What exactly you need to know, the technical area,
just reading around the software engineering, is there any particular focus you have in the IT disciplines that you're looking for?
Well, as I said before, in the case of graduates and third year students, we would be focusing mainly on desk side support.
Okay.
Because the other positions we have would be more senior.
Fair enough. So you're just going to that entry level. And you build up your competency, you work on the wider teams then and build up your skills and knowledge and your applications then at that point.
Exactly, yeah.
What is the application process to Auxilion?
Sure, so we have our own recruitment team. So normally one of our recruiters would be doing a telephone screening on the phone, and then If they are successful, the CV goes to the hiring manager. The hiring manager shortlists, and when they have their own candidates, they do the interviews. In some cases, an online technical test has to be done. In this case, it's applicable because this technical test is mainly for desk size roles. And then in some cases, for some sites, because we work with different clients, so with some clients, the candidate may also need to do an English test.
Excellent. And with regard to, say, you have your technical test, would that be like a whiteboard interview style thing, or do you get more of a more problem-solving case study thing that they have to work on a problem and submit it back in?
Well, the technical test is just an online exam, so okay. You can find various types of questions.
Okay, so it's just all around general knowledge around the IT area. Okay, fantastic. Mm-hmm. And what would be your top tips now for anyone applying for a role there with Auxilion?
I suppose it is very important to always tailor the CV through the job that is open, through the job that they're applying for. And it is very important also the cover letter.
Okay.
To introduce themselves, to show us something relevant, because we might receive loads of applications, and sometimes that cover letter may mark the difference.
Fantastic. Cover letters are very hugely powerful just to get across that personality and someone's genuine interest, I think, for working for an organization. So they kind of communicate that kind of why they want to work for that particular company. They're very useful that way, aren't they?
Absolutely. It makes everything much more personal. As I said, sometimes we might receive a big number of applications. So the cover letter allows you to get to know the person in a bit more, in a closer way. You feel that you are getting to know the candidate in a more personal, private way.
And when people start working with Auxilion as a graduate, is there a learning and development program put around them? How do they progress?
So, at the moment, our employees are the center of everything. We started a new program. It's called Joint Ambition Program, and our employees are put in the heart of everything. So we go through, there is a PDP form that managers have to go through with the employee at least 3 times a year. We have the initial PDP, then mid-year review, and then at the end there is another review. And the objective of that PDP is to be able to set up a career path for the employee. So our employees' development is at the heart of everything right now. It is a main concern or a main objective within Auxilion at the moment.
And can I ask you, do you have any mentoring or buddy systems within your organization for new graduates? Or
no, not right now. We don't have that set up as such, but as I explained, the PDP is a new system we've put in place, and the managers are following very closely with the employee to make sure that their needs are being met and that there is a clear career path for them.
So the line manager there will be very important relationship then between
absolutely.
The new grad and whatever. Yeah, that is absolutely fantastic. Would you have any other particular tips for, that you have grads like, and there is so much choice for people in the IT sector. And there's so many diversifications within the career. Can you share any top tip for anybody pursuing a career in IT, and particularly pursuing a career within Auxilion?
Well, within Auxilion, a top tip would be to come in with an open mind, because there are many different opportunities. because since we work with many different customers, the same role or a desk size engineer role might sound like it's the same everywhere, but it's absolutely not. So depending where you're going, you might get very different and various learning. So a top tip for me would be to go into Auxilium with an open mind.
So what you're saying to me is that they would be placed on a desk site within a client firm, and then I suppose the opportunity would be there in that there would be huge, you know, would there be good transferability to another site or development that
way? Exactly.
Yeah, there are a lot of exposure then.
Exactly, and many opportunities for lateral movement. Our positions are advertised internally every second week, so they have the opportunity. They can always check if there are any other opportunities in other customer sites. And they might be learning completely different new stuff, new systems to be used, new processes. Lots of opportunities for lateral movement and development.
And obviously geographical movement then, I suppose, you know, different places around Ireland, and you were saying the UK obviously as well.
And the UK.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's fantastic, because sometimes it can be very city-based things, you know, and capital city-based, but IT has that opportunity to work in different areas because nearly all parts of the country need, you know, we're all gone so IT-dependent nowadays, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant. Listen, I'm going to wrap up now, Clara. Listen, thank you so much for participating in the episode today. I think we've learned a lot. You've kind of given us an insight into Auxilium, that, you know, it's you know, that you're doing this on behalf of other customers. So the graduates would have an opportunity to work in many different areas and learn and develop their skills. And I suppose not get pigeonholed as well, you know, not get too siphoned off into one area. There might be a bit of a scope, you know, for exploring a little bit more, especially if you're, you know, you're not maybe particularly fixed on one particular direction within IT. Would that be fair to say?
Absolutely. That's the other thing I was going to say. Not only for Auxilium, but in the IT area in general, there are so many opportunities that I think it's very important to keep your open mind and be always willing to learn and develop yourself.
Brilliant. Listen, thank you so much for participating.
Thank you, Siobhan, again, for giving us the opportunity to explain to everyone what we do in Auxilium.